You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relax, a podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Colleen Ballinger, here with my co-host and husband, Carrot Eric Stocklin. And this is Relax, the podcast. We are going to talk about who knows what. I do. Do you?
No.
You don't know what we're talking about today?
No.
You don't know what you're talking about? Like, I mean, like, do you know what you want to relax? Like,
oh, yeah, I got a couple of things to say, okay. I guess.
I'm excited to hang out with you. I feel like.
Yeah, I'm just excited to hang out with you, truly.
Yeah, we had.
If you can't tell.
Our nanny was. I can't tell. Our nanny was out of town for a bit.
Uh huh.
And your incredible parents were here, which was amazing. But I just feel like we haven't gotten to
spend.
I thought
you just said we're incredible parents here.
We are incredible parents here. Yeah, no, but I was saying your incredible parents were here visiting.
Yeah.
And I feel like we haven't gotten much time to like sit and hang. So I'm excited to chat with y'all.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my God. Why are you so not excited right now? Who do you think needs to relax, love?
Who do I think needs to relax?
Or what?
That's media training there. Repeating the question before you answer it. Did you know that? That's like a good, when you're being interviewed.
I thought it was you put the question in the answer, like who I think needs to relax.
Well, that's
would
probably
be
better. Yeah.
Like that's what I thought it
was. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I want to tell you a story. I think, well, I have a game I want to play with
okay.
you. But first I just want to tell you this little story, which is, I guess involves me, but I just thought you would think it was funny. I got a package the other day and I was alone with Flynn and I go to open this this box and Flynn was busting my chops. Like, kind of like you would. And it was really funny.
So Flynn needs to relax?
No, me. Oh. Me. Because, like, well, so I start opening this box. And he goes, I know what it is. And I go, what? He goes, sneakers, of course.
Yeah, literally.
And I go, what? How did, okay, the shade, you know what I mean? So then I open them up and it's a pair of sneakers. And I go, and normally he's like my hype man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he just hypes me up no matter what. He's like anything like new. He's like, oh, I love, that's awesome, Dad. I like your new thing, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But I get to open this box of sneakers and I go, do you like them? And he goes, yeah, I guess. I mean, don't you already have them?
Oh my God, he's my son.
And I was like, which is something you've said to me before. And I go,
I know.
I go, well, yeah, but not this color, you know? And he goes, mm-hmm. And he rolled his eyes out of his head at me. And I just thought it was the funniest thing.
That's so funny.
But when you find something you like
yeah,
in this world, you know what I say? Get it in every color.
You are looking at a girl.
How many colors do you have that romper in?
The same romper every single day.
I was going to say, but it's seasonal. This is a seasonal thing that happens.
I have two outfits, love. I have leggings and a baggy crew neck.
That was winter.
That's winter.
Fall, winter.
And then the summer is rompers with like a sports bra type of tank top
right.
underneath.
And
that's all I wear.
For like 3 years, that's all.
That's all I wear.
That's all that's been happening is these rompers,
mm-hmm.
they come from like, where do they cut? They don't come from like a, even a store.
Amazon.
Just like Amazon
yeah.
base. Is it an Amazon Basics product?
I have no idea. I don't know what it is, but it's just.
How much are they?
$20, $30.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you, and it's just one, it covers both bottom and top.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't.
Comfortable, flowy.
You don't have to think about matching.
Nothing is like tight on my body. It's loose fitting. And so it's cool.
Yeah.
In the hot weather. So like, I don't want to wear jeans, even jean shorts. It's like too thick of a material. And I don't want to be showing everyone my leg. I don't know. We were talking about this last week. Shorts are weird. Like, I'm just, here's my legs. Like, and girl shorts are hard because I don't even know what length of shorts are in style right now because it changes so often. Like,
yeah.
High-waisted, low-waisted, I'm not doing that. And then, are they long shorts? Are they short shorts? Are they in between?
You don't got to worry about any of that.
I don't have to worry about it. I just put on this bed sheet.
I was going to say, I wonder what the sewing pattern looks like for that thing.
I don't think there is one. I think it's just make sure it's got a couple holes for legs and arms and just like hope it works out.
It really is true. You have this in many colors.
So many colors.
And it's all I wear.
It's all I wear. And I've tried to venture out in summer times and been like, okay, I'm going to wear something cute, like jean shorts and cute little top. But it's like, As I get older,
uh-huh.
I understand fashion less and less and what is in style and what is cool and what is not. And
oh, yeah.
I just kind of have given
up. Your style is what's in.
No, I've just given up trying to be like, because I'm like, do I wear high waisted shorts? Is high waisted out? But then do I wear a crop top or do you wear like, because I don't want to wear like a bodysuit like underneath, and I don't want to wear anything tight. And I've got kids that ruin everything I wear because they're putting boogers in food and
yeah. What's on you? Or is this,
who knows, love?
What is that?
I don't know. There's stuff all over me, but I don't care because
is
it was
this hair.
Sure, I don't know.
And you don't care.
Don't care. It's a $20 ugly romper.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable and cozy. I don't have to worry about like people seeing my butt cheeks at the bottom of my shorts or my lady bits when I sit down. Cause I don't sit like a normal person. I sit on my legs. I sit cross-legged. I don't ever sit like cute, you know, like I don't want anything like being shown out and about, you know,
if you're wearing shorts.
Yes. Do you know what girl shorts look like?
Yeah. Well, I know. Yeah. What you're it's.
You have to think about how you sit when
in
you're wearing shorts. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Because
to be a man,
there's like a gap there.
Can you imagine?
And what?
Not
you're
thinking about that? What, oh my God. I can't even
commando?
Imagine.
Commando? Come on.
No, you're wearing underwear, but still, have you seen girls' underwear? It's small. Doesn't do. And I don't want people to see my underwear. You've never thought. What a joyous occasion.
I've never
had to think about, oh, if I sit down, someone's going to see all my bits unless right, I sit no. a certain way, an uncomfortable
nor
way.
Nor am I
you.
Concerned about like my butt cheeks hanging out the bottom of my right. shorts, which I've seen on people.
And it looks cute on some girls.
And
I get it.
It's like, oh, their butts. And it's like, well, they're going for that. But I've also seen people like being insecure about it.
Like me.
Like fidgety about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fidgety cheeks.
So yes, I wear the same romper every day.
Yes, you do. And yes, I have a particular sneaker in many colors.
A lot of particular sneakers in many colors.
Well, not a ton. No. You know, it's funny. It's like those Samba, like Adidas, those were like popular when I was in junior high. Mm-hmm. Like everybody had them.
The one with the stripes?
Yeah, with the three stripes. Yeah, it's just like a basic like kind of sneaker from Adidas. Like, and they were like, when I was like in junior high and that, but that kind of stuck with me. I always liked them. I always like kind of would like still seek them out, like, you know, over the years, but now they're like really popular with like kids.
I didn't know that.
Like teenagers.
They are?
Yeah. So it's like, I'm seeing them everywhere. And I'm like, oh, that was my thing.
Hmm. Yeah. You started that.
I started that thing.
It's so crazy.
But I'll get like a pair of sunglasses and I'll be like, new sunglasses. And you'll be like, you already have those.
Yes. You have the same sunglasses. You have, your thing is sunglasses and shoes and yeah. jackets.
Well,
jackets not as much anymore.
Jackets not as much anymore because we don't really get to wear jackets.
But man, shoes and sunglasses, you got them all.
There's a hole in me. There's a loneliness
that you're trying to fill with shoes.
I'm trying to fill with shoes and sunglasses. So I thought that was really funny. Anyways, I have a game I want to play with you.
Okay.
That's part of my relax.
Okay.
What I think needs to relax this week is acronyms.
Okay.
Because I see, speaking of getting out of touch with fashion, like out of touch with like the English language, because there's all these like new, if I see things online, I'm like, I don't even know.
Are you talking about like slang? Like not Gen Z slang or something?
Slang is really hard, but there's also acronyms involved in slang where like I can't even, like I have to like look, I have to do research to figure out what I've read. And this occurred to me when I saw a thing about VHS tapes. And I was like, oh yeah, VHS tapes. And it occurred to me that I didn't know what VHS mm-hmm. Stands for. Mm-hmm. And then I thought that'd be fun to like look up a bunch of acronyms and see if you knew what they stand for.
Okay.
Because I thought, do you know what VHS stands for?
I would guess something like video home system.
That's amazing. That's exactly what it is.
Look
you
at
really
me.
Just knew that?
I didn't know it. I guessed it.
Maybe you'll be really good at this
game. I don't
game.
Think I will be good at it.
Cause there's, these are, I try to find ones that like we use a lot that are people really aware of, but like I, for the most part had no idea.
Yeah, I probably won't know any of
these
them.
Mean, but like we talk a lot about CAPTCHAs. Mm-hmm. Did you know that CAPTCHA was an acronym?
Maybe I knew that at one point, but I don't think I know that now. CAPTCHA, that's a lot of letters.
It's a lot of letters.
CAPTCHA.
Why not just make up a word for the thing that it is and call it that?
CAPTCHA. I hate CAPTCHAs so much.
I made
an entire video like a billion years ago, probably like over a decade ago, an entire video dedicated to how much I hate CAPTCHAs.
Yeah. When we've talked about it on this podcast, I feel like a couple of times.
Anyway, CAPTCHA. I feel like I'm in a spelling bee.
Mm-hmm.
Can't access. I have no idea. Can't access
completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart.
Shut up.
That's what it is short for, I guess. I mean, I guess it's easier than saying all that. But Alan Turing was a guy who invented this test to see how human a computer could be. Yeah, completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart. Interesting, right?
I wonder now with AI if CAPTCHAs are even going to work. Because I feel like AI, like robots and stuff, could figure out CAPTCHAs easily. Probably easier than me. Like, which figure of these squares test, has a bridge in it? Like, I overthink that and get it wrong usually.
And also, I'm like, well, if there's a little bit of the bridge in the corner.
Right. Where I feel
little
like bit of the motorcycle AI in the corner, would be like, duh, it's obviously
there's
these.
A street light, kind of.
Yeah.
Scuba.
Scuba? Like scuba diving?
Like scuba diving is
that's
an acronym.
CAPTCHA? It's an acronym. Scuba. Sea creatures under buoyant air.
That's pretty close.
I know.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But I liked your version too.
Me too.
See, this is fun. Mm-hmm. And you're learning things.
Yeah, I haven't retained anything you've said. You ask me again what scuba is, I won't know.
SIM card.
Like the whole thing or just SIM?
It's just the SIM.
Okay.
SIM is an acronym. But like the SIM card. Oh, you gotta find the SIM. You gotta take the SIM card. But you used it. You've heard it your whole life.
Yeah. Hmm.
What does it stand for?
Silent night.
I thought you'd come up with some funny guesses.
I'm trying. This is, I'm not good under pressure. I mean, I am, but not like this. This is like very stressful. Silly internet monkeys.
Mokies?
Monkeys.
No. It's subscriber identification module.
That's stupid. I don't like that one.
I don't like that one either.
They should
love.
Change it.
Zip code. Did you know that
is
zip?
Is it just the zip or the
just
code? Come
the zip.
On. I
zip
don't think
code.
I count these as like acronyms. I think these are just words that they
but
use.
But they are.
I don't know.
Use
I,
your
I
whole
think
life.
Of like LOL. Like it's like, you know, I think of that. Like no one hears LOL and thinks like that means something else.
Well, that's
like,
sorry. This is like interesting to you.
No,
love.
It is. I'm just saying like, I don't.
Just guess. Just guess what zip stands for.
Zip. I think the only Z word I know is zip, zipper and zebra.
How about zone?
Zone
improvement plan.
Zone improvement plan.
Yep. You got
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Isn't this so fun?
Fascinating.
NASA.
NASA. I know that's an acronym. Oh my gosh. This is embarrassing that I don't remember this because I feel like I should know this.
But I wouldn't be able to do it either.
Never ask Santa astronomy.
Pretty close. National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Do you know what DIY means, right?
Do it yourself, obviously.
Good one.
Did you not know that one?
No, of course I did.
I think you're lying.
I'm trying to put some easy ones in here too. You know what YOLO means?
Yeah, you only live once.
Do you know IQ?
Intellectual questionnaire.
Intelligence quotient.
Okay.
Measurable.
Interesting.
Is it love? Is it? This is petering out, I feel.
As I am picking fuzz off of my microphone.
RSVP. I thought this one was
reservation.
Interesting. RSVP. You've used it your whole life.
Yeah, RSVP. I'm trying
what does
to
it
answer
stand
it.
For?
I'm trying to answer it. A reservation signature. Very parents. I don't know.
Répondez, s'il vous plaît. It's French.
That's so cool.
It's just a French thing.
I love that.
Isn't that?
I thought you were going to do like.
Interesting.
I thought you were going to do like internet things. Like not like.
Okay.
Words.
When you write an email, mm-hmm. which is on the internet, you can CC someone mm-hmm. or BCC someone. Mm-hmm. What does that stand for?
Well, I automatically think of closed caption when I think of CC.
That's good. That's another one.
But so other than that.
But it's
that,
not on the internet, which you specifically requested.
Well, there is closed caption on the internet. That's not what I meant. I didn't mean like
you meant like internet.
What's in an
you meant
email format?
It'd be like on, like how TikTok people talk.
Yeah,
or something.
Like
sorry.
Yeah.
No, this is real world.
Like
real
current,
world problems.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, love.
That's
what
not
does
the
CC
game.
Mean?
Carbon copy.
Cool.
Blind carbon copy.
That's so cool.
Isn't that so cool? SPF.
Oh my God, why are we still doing this? Sun protection fund.
Sun protection factor. You were so close. This is one was interesting to me.
We're still going.
YMCA. You know the song.
I sure do. So
you've been there, I'm sure.
YOLO, mama. Cats. Ass.
Young Men's Christian Association.
What?
I didn't know that. And there was that song? Okay. Mm. Pretty interesting, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Last one.
Okay.
No pressure.
Okay.
ADHD.
Attention deficit hyperactivity, hyperactive disorder.
Yep.
Yeah.
The first one, hyperactivity.
Yeah, I have to know these things because I have that one.
Uh-huh.
Did you not know that one?
I didn't know the hyperactivity part.
Mm-hmm. You know ADD.
Right.
Yeah, hyperactivity.
Hyperactivity.
H.
Spot on.
Yeah.
You're
cool.
It's funny. I looked that one up and there was just a picture of you.
I believe that. That makes sense. That's so fun.
Wasn't that such a great...
it was.
I'm sorry that my game was, no, wasn't,
it was such a fun
wasn't
game.
Like LMFAO or what, you know, or...
Yeah. No, it's fun. I liked it.
What are some TikTok ones?
I don't know. I wasn't prepared. This wasn't my... it's not my game. I don't know. I could look some up for you.
Do you know what Riz means?
I've heard Riz a bunch. I think it's a compliment. I don't know.
I think Riz is like game. Like he's, you got game to like
yeah.
flirt.
Yeah.
Do you know what gyat is?
Something about a butt.
I think it's a butt.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
That's about all.
Yeah.
And then there's like some other like, what else are they saying? Things like that, right?
I don't know.
I think that's
not,
what kids
I'm not
are
a
saying.
Gen Zers. I'm
right.
I'm an older lady.
But is that what you were hoping I would say?
I wasn't hoping anything. I just.
Does gyat stand for something or is
it? Yeah, it does. It's
like.
Good, I don't remember.
Good you.
Something about an ass.
Good you ass.
I don't know.
Tea?
Couldn't tell you. Cool.
Okay. What do you think means to relax? What do you want to leave? I can just finish by myself.
No, I like it. It was fun. It was super fun. I loved it. Who do I think needs to relax?
Let me look up whatever. You failed
I'm
that
sorry,
test.
I failed. I'm sorry.
You don't know anything about acronyms.
Okay, so what? I have a few things. This one is stupid, so I can't even come for you for your game.
Can't get stupider than that last.
Oh, just
15
you
minutes.
Wait.
Okay.
You know what bothers me so much?
So many things.
So many things. But something that really bothers me, really grinds my gears, is when there's like a something annoying that people say to help solve a problem that like you don't want to do and you're like, that's not going to work, but then it does work. Like that's really annoying to me. Let me give you an example.
Like being wrong?
Like being wrong, but not being wrong. It's like... if the solution to a problem is something that I don't want to do.
Oh.
So like,
yeah, give me an example.
I feel so sick. I feel so awful. I feel yucky today. Oh, well, maybe you should eat healthier.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to do that.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. Drink more water.
Yeah.
But so that's not annoying to me when people say these things. I mean, maybe sometimes it is. What's annoying to me is that I always think in my head, like, oh, I have such a, like yesterday I had a really bad migraine and a really bad headache. It was so bad. And I was like, oh my God, this is so bad. What am I going to do? Like, oh, and I thought to myself, I was offered Tylenol or Advil or one of the things, I don't know. And I was like, that will never work for this crazy migraine. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
And, oh, you should drink some water is what people always say. That water's not going to do anything. It's a migraine. I'm in agony. Can't even open my eyes.
Yeah, I was calling you. You wouldn't even answer the phone.
I couldn't.
You
That's how much pain I was in.
It rang once and went straight to voicemail. I was like, wow, this migraine must be intense.
The idea of speaking at the time was painful. Yeah. So then I take Tylenol, drink a bunch of water, and then I was fine. And I was like, that's so annoying that that works. But it's I'm grateful that it works, but it's annoying. Or like... oh,
that over-the-counter
no,
medicine
that, like,
and hydration?
No, I'm not explaining myself correctly. Like when there's a simple solution to something, but you don't like, you're like, there's
but
no
you don't
way
want
that,
to do it.
Yeah. And that's a bad example because like.
It's like a willpower thing.
I don't know. I can't explain it. It's like, well, you should eat healthier. Like, or I sometimes have a really hard time sleeping.
Yeah.
And when I say sometimes, I mean all the time. And I wake up feeling super tired and it's hard for me to get up once I finally do fall asleep. And it's like a horrible cycle. Well, I eat a lot of cookies, as you know, at night.
Did you make cookies last night?
Yeah. And so
at what time?
It was late. So I stopped for a while. Like I won't do it every night. I usually make cookies every single night before I go to bed. Like, it's just like my ritual. It's my thing. I love doing it. And I eat these cookies. And so I've gotten comments, lots of comments from people like, hey, have you ever tried like maybe not eating cookies right before bed?
Like a bunch of sugar right before bed.
And I was like, that's not what it is. Like I have insomnia. Like this is,
right.
It's anxiety and insomnia. And yeah. Cookies have nothing to do with it, you know, because I didn't want them to have anything to do with it. And so there are a few nights I've started, like, I don't do cookies every night now. It's like I do every other night or every couple nights. You know, I don't do every single night. And if I get hungry in the middle of the night, I'll bring up like a healthy snack by my bed. And so the first night that I did that, I still had a really hard time falling asleep. I couldn't fall asleep. However, when I finally did fall asleep, next morning I woke up with only a few hours of sleep, like I always do. But I felt like I could handle like waking up, and I felt like I wasn't as tired. I didn't feel as groggy just from sugar.
Yeah.
And that was crazy to me and so annoying that that was correct.
Yeah. For you, that must
be. I didn't want that to be correct.
That's an addiction, sir.
Well, sure.
Sometimes I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm anxious, I have anxiety, but like sometimes like in the middle of the day, I'll be like, oh, why am I so anxious today? And I'll realize that I've had like four cold brews, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And like that's it. It's like, yeah, that's why mm-hmm. you're shaking and you feel anxious. Mm-hmm. It's because you've had three cold brews and have not right. eaten anything.
Right. And I've also heard sleep. From lots of people, and your dad included, I feel like has talked about like how important it is for your body like to process certain foods and whatever to like go
My
out.
My dad
and,
calls
like,
food medicine. He's like, you should treat food like it's medicine.
Yeah. But he was talking about moving your body. Like one of the best things you can do after you've eaten a meal is like kind of like stretch out parts of your body and like yeah. move your body so that like it gets the blood flowing and gets it like whatever. Yeah. I don't know the science of your dad's obviously much more genius than me, but that's what he said. And I've heard that a few times, like that it was something good for you if you're like feeling down and sad and whatever is like go outside, go for a walk. When people say go for a walk, I'm like, ugh, shut up. Going for a walk is not going to help my severe depression.
I think it does.
Going for a walk?
Yeah, go outside.
It's not going to do, go outside? How dare you, say
why
that going
so
outside.
Because they're right,
because
it's right?
Because it sounds so easy and trivial when I'm having such a big problem. I think that's what it is. It's that
now
I'm having
I'm
such a severe, intense like feeling of like depression or anxiety or insomnia. And someone suggests something that is so simple. I think it's that it almost sounds condescending, like as if, even though it's totally not, it's someone trying to be helpful, but there's something about going like, I am absolutely miserable. And someone goes, well, just take a walk. Like, what do you mean take a walk? I am clinically depressed.
Right.
Like, and so when it works, I'm like equal parts, like frustrated and annoyed, but grateful because the other day that happened to me where I was like really not feeling good. And I was really sad and anxious and depressed and all the things. I didn't want to do anything. I wasn't motivated. And I just like walked around our backyard and tried to like appreciate all the like beautiful plants and stuff in our backyard. And I felt great. I felt motivated. I felt like I wanted to like do things just because I literally went outside for a walk. And I'm not saying that that's a solution and that cures these things, but sometimes it does help to like do those little things. Drinking water sometimes helps.
Yeah.
And going for a walk sometimes helps.
Well, you're always carrying around this thing. So I feel like you're a hydrated person. Yeah.
Well, I carry around my big water thing. Because I started doing that when I was pregnant because I was thirsty more than anyone has ever been thirsty.
The kids, you all drink out of it.
Yeah, the kids. I carry this around because I take a few sips throughout the day, but our children.
You ever wash that thing?
Oh, yeah. I do. Okay. I have three and I go through them. And I do wash them. Not often, of course.
I feel like those three kids.
I don't wash it often.
Sucking that thing.
Anyway, that wasn't a good one. No one's going to agree. No one's, does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Do you get outside like first thing and you know, you like you do other stuff when you get up. When you get up, like you're supposed to like go outside for, you know what I mean? And get in the sun, you know.
What are you talking about? Why are you asking me this question as if you don't know that I don't go outside for at least 6 hours and that's if I go outside.
Yeah. That might be why you're having a hard time waking up. So I'm saying, but it's just like that. I just did the thing that grinds your...
Anyway,
years.
I don't know that I'm even making sense. I probably just sound like bratty or whatever, but
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like, oh, I have this, like when you, okay, like your knee hurts or something, your back hurts, your shoulder hurts, you feel ill, something feels off. And if I go, why don't you go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Like doesn't that annoy you? It's like, well,
what is someone that went to school for like almost a decade is gonna like...
Like, no, my problem is so bad.
Right.
No one can do anything. Well, I have to be in misery about this.
Right.
And you know that it's gonna work because it is a simple solution. Go to the doctor, drink some water,
what do they
go
have?
Outside.
Like, what do they have? Like a an MRI machine that can confirm that I tore
right.
a ligament in my meniscus? Do they? Whatever. Like, I can walk around in pain.
Yeah.
I've got this thing at CVS that kind of helps a not much.
I think my thing is that I'm thinking like, well, that's never going to work.
Yeah.
And then it does. And that's what's yeah. annoying to me. So that was a very random thing, but that
I get it. I'm on board.
So there's that.
I'm on board with that.
But I had something else I really wanted to talk about.
Okay.
So your parents were here.
Uh-huh.
And it was magical. I love your parents so much. I'm so like, I feel like the luckiest girl in the world that I got an awesome hot husband who also has incredible parents. So I have like awesome in-laws. I feel very lucky with that.
How kind of you to say.
Well, it's true. Aren't your parents awesome? Don't
yes,
you agree?
I agree.
So your dad is a genius. He knows everything Confirmed. About everything. As if you guys have listened to this podcast long enough, you would know that we sometimes call his dad to ask questions and he knows the answer to literally everything. And Eric told me a funny story. So maybe you can tell this story better. I'm sure you could better than I, but he went to the store with his father. And
oh yeah. Do you want me to?
Yeah. Please tell a story. This story is just wonderful.
Yeah. We had him on because he like knows he knows everything about everything. And so I thought that was, we proved it by having him on. It's funny. I just before that,
having him on, we didn't have him on the podcast.
What?
What are you talking about? You mean when we called him?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded like you were saying like he was here, like on the podcast when he was visiting.
No, when we called him. And he talks on the podcast.
Yeah, no,
he's an audio medium.
I know, whatever. Anyway, yes, he's brilliant.
Which like side story, our water heater's not working. It hasn't been working for like 4 days since we've only been taking cold showers. And it's the weekend. So like someone who knows how to fix water heaters couldn't come. So I called my dad to ask him about it. And he was explaining to me the intricacies of how a water heater system works, like over FaceTime. And like, and we were talking for like 20 minutes about it. And then he goes, wait, is this going to be on the podcast? And I laughed so hard. He's like, so I just want to make sure I was right. I was like, no, Dad, I'm just asking for help on how to fix the water heater. But when he was in town, and one of our kids stopped in a grocery store to get some stuff. And we were like, he was looking in the vitamin section and I was by him.
He was telling you about
that. He was telling me about like magnesium or something that he thought vitamin that I should get. And for some reason, this guy was watching my dad give me this advice and assumed that like we weren't father and son, but I was talking to a store employee of this vitamin section of this like kind of fancy grocery store. And so he walked up and he goes, excuse me, do you work here? I have a question. And my dad immediately responds without skipping a beat. Oh, I don't work here, but what's your question? I'll answer it for you. And like, they proceeded to speak for a half an hour as I just kind of stood there waiting to check out. And it was just the fun. I was like, oh my gosh, you can't take him anywhere. But also it's like the sweetest, funniest, you know, like thing to like the guy's face was when he said that was like, and he was trying to find something because of, his wife is on some sort of health risk diet, I'll just say. And my dad like knew a bunch of stuff and was trying to help him with that, like genuinely. And I was just like,
he was like looking at the ingredients with him. He's like, this is what you want. This is what you're looking for. This is what you don't look for.
Right.
This is the type of thing you should get. She needs to have this and this.
Do you work here?
How it breaks down in the body.
Do you work here? I have a question. No, I don't work here, but I'll answer your question. Well, yeah. It was the craziest thing to me because like, I don't know if this has happened to you, but I've been in lots of stores and people have said like, do you work, you know, mm-hmm. So do you work here? And I've never said anything other than like, no. And like, ran
no, away. Sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry. Like, I'm like ran away. I've never even considered going, no, I don't work here. But like, what's up? Like what's going right. on? I walked into an Urban Outfitters and like 2 weeks ago and this couple walks in and the girl walked up to me and said, hey, I need to like, and I was, and then her significant other was like, he doesn't work here. Like, she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's funny that like they thought.
Yeah.
That
but
me
then did you say, how can I help
did.
You? What was your question?
No, I literally didn't even vocally respond.
Yeah. I believe that.
Just kind of shook my head. And
I just thought that was amazing. And the most classic, like your dad story ever that like he straight up just asked the guy what his question was and answered it in detail, like, and
he's
gave him
better,
so much great advice.
Better than most.
I love your dad. So
what? Yeah. How funny.
The best. You know what, Levy? You know who's more interesting than us? I'm going to interrupt our conversations right now.
Mm-hmm.
to say that we should just be reading what our viewers and listeners are saying because their comments were really great this week.
Oh, I want to see. I want to hear.
So I'm going to tell you what they've been saying.
Okay, yeah, please do.
I think it will spark conversations that they will enjoy.
Okay, sure.
Number one. I'm reading every single comment. Imagine. No. Always Jello said, I love Eric. I wish he would read the YouTube comments so he could know how much he is loved. I'm so happy you guys decided to do the podcast again. That had a lot of likes. A lot of people love you, Eric, and they want you to read the comments.
That's very nice.
I think last week was the first time you read the
Jello
comments.
Jello wrote that?
Always Jello.
Okay. Why always?
I don't know. Okay.
Never pudding.
Wait, why would Jello be pudding?
I don't know. I just feel like those two are the same thing, but like different sides of the coin. Were you a Jello person or a pudding person?
You have lost your mind.
What do you mean?
Okay. I think you're just thinking that because like, doesn't it, the Jello company make the pudding?
Yeah.
Okay. But they're nothing alike.
I'm not saying they're alike. But it's like.
Pudding is closer
to
yogurt.
It's like yin and yang. It's like
opposites.
Yes.
Okay. I wouldn't quite say they're opposites, but they're not even like, I would never put them in any
category.
They're
right next to each other in the thing, aren't they?
Because they're like by the same company or something.
Yeah. Which would you rather have?
Are you insane? Obviously chocolate pudding.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it depends on the flavor. If you're offering me tapioca pudding or like a delicious Jello, I'm going to pick the Jello.
I kind of liked tapioca pudding when I was a kid.
You're insane. if it's chocolate pudding, I will always choose chocolate pudding.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I don't think they're like the same at all. Like I wouldn't be like, I'm in the mood for chocolate pudding or Jello.
A lot of missteps in that company.
Maybe. Okay. Anyway, Michelle said, fact, I was looking down at my cup holder in my car while driving and saying, I like this car, but my cup doesn't fit.
Yeah, I knew there would be one.
So, no, there's a few. Yeah. Most people agreed with me. Last week we talked about how cup holders, Eric was frustrated because cup holders don't fit the cups that we have these days. Most cups don't fit in cup holders in cars.
Yeah.
And he was saying that cups and all cup companies and beverage companies should make it so that their cups fit into the cup holders that cars have. And I'm on the side of like the car companies should adjust their cup holders.
And so not the beverage companies adjust their cups.
Yes. Because beverage companies have adjusted their cups. There are there's every size of cups.
Yeah.
There's all sizes of cups.
Yeah.
Anyway. So there was a lot, that was most of the comments was people saying which side they took on that. So anyway, Michelle said that she was driving, looked down at her cup holder and said, I like this car, but my cup doesn't fit, which is what you had said in the episode.
Right.
And she said, but I do agree with Colleen that it's the cars that need to make a better cup holder. Maybe an automatic cup holder adapter with your car purchase. Love you guys.
I couldn't believe that that was an invention that you found. And I will say that it is the elite beverage holder in our car.
Yeah,
it's the one I always choose to use.
You know what? Is you made fun of me for it when I first put that huge cup holder in there to fit my cup.
Well, I'd never heard of such a thing, and it looks insane because it extends up.
Yeah, it's insane looking.
Like, you know.
And I should have was like, I know it's ugly. I just need my cup to fit in this freaking cup holder. I don't care if it's ugly. And you're like, oof.
Well, because it's right there in the main center console. It messes up the whole like design of it. But like it function over form. You know, like it works really well. I was drinking, I made myself a nice coffee. It was in a mason jar and I had to take the twins somewhere today and zoop, fits right in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's whereas I would have had to like jam it in and it wouldn't have been, and it probably would have spilled if I didn't have your gaping.
Yeah. My
beverage
huge
extender.
Beverage hole.
Your huge beverage hole.
Okay. Lena said, Eric, you are wild for this take. It is definitely the problem of the cup holder companies. Make adjustable or bigger cup holders. We've moved towards bigger drinks than we did when car cup holders were invented. I can't believe you're so furious about this issue. And then having the audacity to tell Colleen you don't know why she's so passionate and that you don't even have an opinion on the matter is crazy.
When you put it that way, it's,
that's what happened.
Is
what do
that
you mean
gaslighting?
If you put it that love there? Okay, I wasn't going to read this comment and I didn't screenshot
Hold
it,
on.
But there was a comment that said that you were gaslighting.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Well, here's the thing. I got to a place, I found peace in a place
when you found out you were wrong
of can we come together and figure this out National Food and Beverage Association and Car Manufacturers mm-hmm. Association mm-hmm. to whereas in a car, you've one regular size one and one big one. Can we do that?
Why can't we just have car cup holders that are adjustable that fit all the cups?
Does any car?
Yes, a lot of cars do.
Have adjustable cup holders?
They have the thingy. Okay, you know what? I'm going to just because you just said that, because there were comments that were like, Eric is gaslighting Colleen talking about how this is so outrageous. And then when she's like, no, this is the situation, this is why. And he goes, whoa, you're passionate about this, as if I was a crazy one.
But it's funny gaslighting.
Yeah, of course. And Rachel,
it's a silly one.
Rachel Thomas said, Eric knew that he effed up with the car holder situation, but the way he carried on flogging that dead horse was impressive. okay. But that's the reason I wanted to read those is because there was a comment that I really loved from Sally. And it says, the beverage discussion made me feel like I was sitting at Thanksgiving dinner with the family and the cousins are getting rowdy about the craziest yet completely valid issues. Mm. I love this comment because this is my favorite type of discussion. Mm. This is my I love talking about stuff like this. I love debating over it. And in the past on this podcast, we have debated over dumb, silly things like this. Like, what's the first day of the week? Is it Sunday or Monday? It's right. Obviously Sunday because that is historically accurate. But we have argued about this and it's become like a big thing. And we argue about it and people are like, oh my gosh, and people haven't liked it because they say we're bickering and we're fighting. Right. But to us, it's so fun and silly to have you be gaslighting me, telling me I'm crazy about something that you brought up as something you were upset about.
Yeah.
That stuff is really fun to us. And I love those types of discussions at family gatherings. I have one of my cousins, he and I can debate and discuss and analyze
fast food,
potato chips,
yeah.
Soft drinks,
yeah.
Can of Coke versus bottle of Coke for hours, and be so passionate and excited about it. It is my favorite thing ever to discuss just the minutiae of life and yeah. find out that other people are passionately feel differently, like toilet paper going over or under, little stupid things like that. There's so many dumb ones like that. Doing the cereal, do you put your cereal in first or your milk in first?
What?
I know people do that. People do it the other way.
People do not put their milk in first.
Some people do.
No, they don't.
I think some people do.
Nobody does that.
Or
milk first.
Psychotic behavior. But some people
what?
Soggy cereal. Some people, my sister-in-law loves soggy cereal. It has to be sitting in that milk for a long time. Whereas I have to eat it immediately. The second it gets soggy, it's trash to me. And I like discussing and debating these dumb little things. It's literally my favorite thing. So the reason I'm bringing it up is because I want you guys to tell us in the comments.
Depends on what kind of cereal.
Oh, soggy or crunchy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think there's a level of, there's a scale of sogginess. And for some cereal, you want a little bit of absorption.
Like what?
Like what? Cornflakes.
You've lost your damn mind.
Captain Crunch, so you don't get cut up. You don't want to get cut up in there.
Love, that's the whole point of Captain Crunch.
Just all the little cuts in your mouth?
Yeah. It's feeling a little bit of pain during the pleasure. and the film on your inside your mouth after you get
I can taste it now on my teeth. I haven't eaten it in years.
So anyway, I want you guys to tell me in the comments of the YouTube channel, or you can go on to our Instagram or TikTok or whatever, because we have those now. Get it? I think it's relax_the podcast. Go follow us and leave comments and let us know what your family stupid debates are. What's your minutiae debate of the week, or what's if there was a holiday, one Thanksgiving y'all got together and everyone was rowdy and fighting over what stupid topic. I'm not talking about politics. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about stupid shit like cup holders and cars. I could fight about these things for hours. I love it. I think it's so fun.
I was going to say that as a joke to you today. I was going to say, so do you want to talk about the presidential debate?
Yeah. I definitely get passionate about that stuff too. But here on this podcast, we're here to talk about simple things. We're here to relax. We're not here to get riled up. No. Although we end up getting riled up anyway over really stupid things.
Yeah.
But it that's really fun to me. And I would love to hear your guys's silly debates that you've had between your partner or with your friends or holidays. Family debates and whatnot,
pets.
Because I want to hear it all. Tell me all of it. And then maybe we can read the comments and discuss our opinions on your, you know, your little
bicker with you.
I'm talking like, what's the best Halloween candy? Like we talked about that once on the podcast and I've got so passionate.
I know you are, these are the things you're passionate about.
I love it. Okay. Anyway, so let us know. Okay. I have a question for you guys. Ashley said, Carrot Daddy has become my favorite name. Love that. But then Ashley, she says, Mama Spleen and Daddy Carrot. Let's go with that. Mama Spleen.
What?
Why Mama Spleen? That's my question. It's like Dada Carrot. Like we've been calling him Carrot because Maisie calls Eric Carrot.
She thought Eric was Carrot. Yeah.
How she pronounced the word Eric was by saying Carrot. So, but why Spleen? Where'd the spleen come from? Did we talk about spleens and I don't remember this?
Nope. I would remember a nickname for you, Mom Spleen?
Spleen.
Is that, how's
Mama,
it spelled?
Mama
Is it with
spleen.
Two E's?
Yeah, Mama Spleen like, and Daddy Carrot.
So it's like Colleen.
And it has 12 likes. So other people agreed with this. So to those 12 people and Ashley, why Mama Spleen?
Mama Spleen.
It's not that does I don't the, like it. I think
the,
it's fine, but I just
one
like.
Of the kids call you that and you like mention it somewhere else?
No.
What?
Yeah, no. I don't
I
think
don't
so.
Call
I mean,
you. I'm not going to call you that.
Well, when Spleen? I think about this podcast, I think about, especially in the last year, you're Carrot. And I think of myself as like some sort of weird, like narwhal type. That's my obsession with like ocean life is like what I think about with my, what I connect to in the last year since we started up again.
Well, can I, cause you always say like, oh, this thing, like you are this color, you know what I mean? And this thing is this, like what vegetable are you?
What vegetable am I?
Yeah.
It's easier for me to think of what other people are other than me.
Okay.
But what? Oh, because you're a carrot.
Because
so.
I'm carrot. Like what vegetable would you be?
Well, first of all, if we were talking about.
And if it rhymes with Colleen, then that's just a double banger.
What vegetable rhymes with Colleen? but if we were talking about what vegetable you are, I would not say carrot. The only reason you are carrot is because she says carrot. So you would be.
Love, we're in a court of law. Can you please just answer the question? What vegetable are you?
I would be. Man, this is a tough one. But I think an artichoke. Or, you'd be an artichoke. You'd be an artichoke or you'd be like a squash. Like you wouldn't be a vegetable. You'd be like
I'd be a squash.
Be like some sort of gourd.
I'd be a gourd.
Yeah.
Love.
Like that.
This is not a compliment.
Anyway, no, but you'd probably be an artichoke because the gourds aren't technically vegetables, right? Like, are they?
What is that supposed to mean?
What do you mean?
You're freaking.
Because they're like cool and quirky and like, I think of autumn. I think of like autumn when I think of like.
Gourds is cool and quirky.
Well, I think of autumn when I think of gourds.
They're like inedible like table setting things.
Did you know I took a gourd class when I was homeschooled?
Yeah, you talk a lot about your homeschooled gourd class a lot.
Anyway.
You talk about it endlessly.
You'd be an artichoke probably.
Probably one of our first conversations ever. You're like, hey, nice to meet you. I took a gourd class at homeschool when I was a kid.
What vegetable would I be? I can't think of many vegetables.
You'd be celery.
I would not be celery.
Offended.
Well, because that doesn't match me
at
all. I'd be something.
You'd be coleslaw.
That's not a vegetable. That's like a dish.
Of vegetables.
Yeah, but that's like saying
cabbage.
You'd be like broccoli cheddar soup. Like you can't, that's not a vegetable. Like you can't say that.
I don't think it's the same.
Yes, it is.
You can't compare cabbage to broccoli.
Well, sure, but it's not
soup.
Just cabbage. It's shredded
Cheddars.
Cabbage with mayo and other weird things. Like it's not just, anyway.
I think that's it. I don't think there's much else.
Sometimes there's carrots.
Shredded
slivers.
Carrots.
Anyway, vegetables. What are vegetables? I need to look up a list of vegetables because I don't.
What are, that? Honestly, that is the most purest thing you've ever said because it is true that you don't eat, you just don't know what vegetables are because you're just eating cookies.
I actually love broccoli. Like love.
You just broccoli and corn. That's the only.
Oh, I love corn.
It's the only thing.
I'd probably be corn because corn is delicious and fun and totally useless. Like I feel like I'd be corn. I feel like corn makes sense for me. But it's hard to do these things for myself. It's a lot easier for me to perceive other people and what vegetable they would be connected to. You would probably be artichoke. You might be eggplant.
Hey-o.
But no, you're probably an artichoke. But yeah, I don't know. The vegetable's kind of boring. Maybe a beet. I'd be a beet, perhaps.
I was thinking beet. It's funny. Beet popped in my head, too.
But I think I'd be corn, vegetable? Honestly. I think I'd be corn.
Yeah.
I think corn makes most sense for me. Anyway, sorry, that was okay. Took me way too long to answer that question. But I don't want to be Mama Corn. So
hey, Mama Corn.
I'm not going to be Mama Corn. I'd rather...
Corn lean.
Love.
Corn lean. It works. Mama Corn lean.
We're not doing that. I don't want that.
Corn lean.
No, I don't think I am a vegetable. You
corn
are...
Corn lean is perfect.
You
it's
are
a
carrot.
T-shirt.
It's not a t-shirt, love.
We'll sell data carrot t-shirts and corn lean t-shirts.
No, you're a carrot. I'm something. I'm not a vegetable.
In my Etsy shop.
I'm a cookie. I'm an animal. I'm a sea creature. I'm a cuttlefish.
Corn lean.
Love.
You're just going to let that go?
Yes, I am.
You're just going to let that dream die?
Very much so.
That's sad.
Okay, here's the other idea that I love. Okay, there's a lot of comments about the Bible comes up with us because I was raised very religious and mm-hmm. you were not so much. Mm-hmm. And it always blows my mind when I talk about anything that has to do with like the Bible or the church and you're like, huh? we talked about Easter and last week you were like, isn't there just the one book of the, just
right.
the Bible?
What do you
is
mean
just,
books? What
cause
you
I was talking
chapters,
about like
yeah.
all the different yeah, chapters of the book Bible. Anyway, Angie said, I live in the Bible Belt. It is wild to me that Eric doesn't know how the Bible is put together. There's a bunch of
what
comments about, wait, oh. Eric has never opened a Bible and he was born and raised in America. There's a bunch of comments that were like, feeling the same way that I do about how like, what, how do you not know this about the Bible? Yeah. So I thought it could be fun to not today, but like, and I'm saying this cause I'm wondering if they would think it would be fun.
Okay.
If we did an episode where like either I questioned you about common things in the Bible, like,
okay.
Like I feel like recently we were talking about the rainbow and where the rainbow came from, or like the idea of like what the rainbow represented to me as a child was like Noah's Ark and like that, you know, it was God's promise that he would never flood the earth and murder everyone again.
I had no idea.
Right. And that
I associated with
blue
with the cereal.
My what?
Going back to it's Lucky Charms.
You associate rainbows with cereal?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
First thing I think about when I see rainbows.
You are joking.
Why? What do you think about?
I mean, that's lovely. Yeah. I think about the gay community,
right? Yeah, that's
queer community. Uh-huh. And I think about the Bible.
Yeah.
And I think about rainbows and I think about all the things, but I don't think about Lucky Charms, but now I will. That's amazing. But I was thinking about how like, we were just talking about how rainbows, you know, it was a discussion when I was growing up that like rainbows were from
it was a
it
was
a
visual
thing. It was a God thing
it was a visual God created, what's up from God
it is a message from God
to remind you to be
to
grateful
all of us that it was a promise that he will never because it was right after Noah's Ark after the 40 days of the flood
uh-huh.
there was a rainbow and it was God's promise that he would never flood the whole earth again
but I'll flood little pieces of it devastatingly.
I'm just telling you what
the
Bible says.
What's going on with him, man? That guy sounds...
Hey, watch it. not for just you.
No, but
who
like...
listening?
No, but seriously, like, because...
Yeah, I know. I agree. It's banana pants. But the point of me saying this is that you were not aware that the rainbow, like the story of the rainbow biblically.
No.
And that blew my mind.
I had no idea. Yeah. I only know, like, you know... pop culture versions of it. Like I've never been like, I'm going to read this. I'm interested in reading.
Yeah.
I've heard lots of, you know, pieces of it, mm-hmm. you know, but going to different kind of churches when I was a kid.
But it might be fun to do like a game or something where I quiz you on very popular, well-known Bible yeah. stories, not crazy hard things, but like simple things like Noah's Ark and see how much you know, or Adam and Eve, you know, stuff, see how much you know about
yeah,
these things
sure.
or vice versa. You could ask me questions about these
I think
stories.
I think your way would be more fun for me, but I don't know.
Sure. Either way, I thought that'd be fun. So maybe we can do that next week or a week after or whatever.
Okay.
This question I'm very interested in. Janice wants to know, Eric, what was your favorite character to act as in the movies you're in or TV shows or just all the things you've done?
My favorite character.
You played a lot of characters. You can answer.
Patrick Mooney, man. Haters by
I know,
now.
But like other than Patrick, is that really your favorite? You just saying that.
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And yeah, it's up there.
It's just different. What's your favorite?
I don't know. It's hard to, I like that stalker show. I was sad that was only one season, but yeah. Like, well, also I died in that one season. So,
spoiler. Oh, spoiler. What was your character's name?
Perry.
Perry. That's right. Perry.
That was super, super fun to just kind of be lurking in the shadows and doing different stuff. But that's not what came to mind. Those two things. When you asked this question, what came to mind was like roles I did in like theater.
Mm-hmm.
I loved doing Shakespeare, and I thought doing like Romeo was like the coolest thing ever to like speak those speeches and have sword fights and tights and leather doublets and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was, you know, and it was just that was so cool to play like such a well-known character like that. And then there was a one act play I did once called Lone Star that I think I had maybe the most fun ever.
Why?
Doing I did it in college, and then I did it off Broadway in New York for a little limited kind of run. Because it's so funny. It's so funny and character, it's just three characters the whole time. And it's just so funny and real and sad. And I got to do a Southern accent, and like grew a beard, Southern accent, had like long hair, like, you know, it was just, if you're looking for a one act play to read Lone Star by James McClure. It's really good.
Now I want to read it.
Yeah. I still have the copy here. With all my notes in it and stuff.
Really?
And
I want to read that.
I've kept that forever. Those are the things that popped into my head. But like every time I have had an opportunity, it's always really awesome. Like I love, it's the one thing, it's like, besides you and the kids, it's like, you know, where I feel like I belong on this planet.
Well, I can't wait to see you do the next big thing you're going to do. It's going to blow my mind, as it always does. You're the most talented person I've ever met in my life. So I'm very excited about that. Okay. So there's so many questions I could, and comments that were wonderful in our comment section. I do want to help someone out though. Kendra said, question about Colleen's outfit. And you guys aren't going to believe this, but I was wearing this exact romper in purple last week. question about Colleen's outfit. Love it. I want one. I'm tall, currently 25 weeks pregnant. My belly is becoming large and in charge quickly. I'm worried I'll have a moose knuckle or camel toe situation. Can any fellow tall pregnant people out there help me out? Okay. I strongly recommend these rompers. They will be short on you. They're short on me. I'm 5'6" and they're short on me. But I found a little trickety true is to get a bigger size because it's baggy anyway. So just like the smalls that are too short on me. So I'm going to order like a large. That way they're long enough, but they're cheap. And when you're pregnant, that's when I started to fall in love with these rompers. It's because I was pregnant with Flynn and nothing fit. And I was frustrated and rompers stretched with me as I got more and more pregnant. And that's how I became obsessed with these rompers in the first place. Strongly recommend for pregnant people. Comfortable, cool, grows with you, cheap. So, you know, your body's changing so much. It's nice to have cheaper options because maternity clothes are freaking expensive. And it's very annoying. So anyway, I get these on Amazon, but you can get, just search online, like, jumpsuit or a romper and find like a cheap version.
You're not going to tell her the kind? She's asking what kind.
It's literally just type on Amazon.
Did you cut the tag out already?
Of course I cut the tag out.
So it's just labelless?
Of course it's labelless.
Like, look at the label for you.
There's not a label in sight. Of course I cut it out. Tags do not touch my body. Not an option. There is no label. Just go on Amazon. Literally go on Amazon and search romper for women, and like it will be like the first thing that pops up. You'll see a bunch of different options. They're all exactly the same. I've probably ordered every single one they have.
Yeah.
But they're all exactly the same. They're all around like $30 ish. So could not recommend more for pregnant people. That's how I fell in love with rompers. And the final question I want to answer, or not question, comment I'm going to read, is crazy. It's going to blow your mind, love. Someone said something about me that no one has ever said about me in the history of time.
Okay.
This is shocking. Like, this is one of the most shocking comments I've ever read in my life. Okay. It is from Nicola Jane. And it says, Colleen is so patient. Can you believe it?
Because you're being patient with me?
Colleen is so patient.
What the heck?
No one has ever sentence in the history of time.
Cup holders for... Why? Because I'm
assuming that's what she's talking about, but I also was not patient. I was getting very riled up and upset. So I don't know if that's what she was talking about or what. Maybe it's sarcastic.
Yeah, maybe it's sarcastic.
Were you being sarcastic?
She should have wrote being sarcastic.
Yeah, maybe she's being sarcastic. Darn.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the first time in my life someone said I was patient.
You just realized that.
It's like, I think that's like my number one struggle in my life is like patience. Yeah. And having kids has taught me so much about patience. I've learned so much patience with our kids. So much patience with our kids. And it's something I struggle with daily. And can I say one more thing? Are you ready to go, love, or can I say one more thing?
I was just thinking about, that's like one of my favorite words that you would say is Miranda.
Patient.
Yeah. You're testing my patience.
Patience. Oh, anyway. So this has to do with the patience of it all. But first of all, I just had to read that because I've never seen that sentence written out. Like I was like, is this English? Like I couldn't even read it. It was like, Colleen is so patient. It was like the weirdest sentence I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm not. I'm actually very much not patient. Ask this one. Ask Carrot. Am I patient, love?
No.
At all?
None.
I'm with my kids.
Hmm?
I am with my kids.
In teaching moments with our kids, you've exampled patience.
Yes.
Circumstantially.
But me as a human being, have I ever been a patient person?
No.
No. I am zero, not a patient person. So maybe she's being sarcastic. But anyway, shocking to me that you said that. Anyway, this is what I wanted to bring up. This has been the thing that has made me really practice patience in the last couple of weeks. And I know you're going to agree
with me. Gosh, you're like that children's magician we just saw.
Huh? How am I like that magician? Because
you're just explaining, you're over explaining the trick.
Sorry, I'm not trying to.
Oh, I didn't think you'd be so offended. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not.
I was so deflating for you.
No, I just feel bad that I was like.
I feel bad. I feel like a jerk. Like I just took it down a peg.
No.
We saw Children's Magician. We took Flynn to see him, Children's Magician. And he like, I think in an hour he did two tricks because he was just explaining the tricks to the group of 100 little kids for years, it seemed.
Yeah.
And we were joking about that.
Sorry. Yeah, I do that. I do over explain things. I'm very sorry. You didn't say anything wrong. That was me accepting my.
No, I feel bad. I shouldn't have said it.
No, you shouldn't have.
I should have been patient and just waited for you to say whatever you're going to say.
No, I'm sure that.
But also, your train of thought goes like this,
and
so you'll just be. I got to tell you this about this thing, but then you'll ping like over there. You'll be talking about something else, and so like I'll just start like leaning forward, being like, and eventually I won't know what the hell you're talking about, but it's just. Be like, what?
I know. I'm the worst. I know.
But then I'll say something like this and be like, I forget.
Oh, I know.
Which you probably have.
I know. There's been so many times where we've had a conversation. I'm in the middle of telling you something and it's a long, crazy story I can't get to. I'm like taking every which way to get to the point. And then you interject like a sentence.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, so what were you saying? I'll be like, I have no idea. It's gone. I have no idea what I was saying. But I do remember what this one was.
Okay.
And I'm going to get to the point now.
You don't have to say that. You can just get to the point.
Okay, sorry.
sorry.
Something our children do right now, the twins specifically, is force us to have lots of patience. They are insistent that they do everything.
The level of
Wesley
independence,
do,
yeah.
Or Maisie do, which is great. I want my kids to learn independence. I want them to try to figure things out themselves.
It's weird how that's a human
thing. I want
thing,
them
yeah.
to problem solve. I think it's great. The frustrating part is that they will get enraged. They'll be trying to get a toy to do something, like a doll to bend a certain way or fit in a car
shoes
a certain way,
on,
shoes on their feet
in
or
their own
pants
car
on
seat.
Their body
yeah.
or, you know, just the smallest things, just playing, trying to get a puzzle piece in a puzzle.
I think it's great. Yeah, it's good, but it is frustrating because they can't do any of it.
And
that's fine.
The frustrating part is not that. The frustrating part is you'll hear them wail, like, I get so upset. It's not working. It's broken. Like freaking out. And either Eric or I will go up to them and say, oh, that looks like it's frustrating you. Would you like some help? No, I not need help. I do it.
I can do it.
Wesley, do it.
It's broken. And it's literally like a glove.
Yeah.
It's a glove, like a glove has been turned inside out. And for some reason, she found a glove and wants to put it on her hand. But it's broken.
But the frustrating part is there's no way to help them or to help them even learn how to do it themselves. Like, I'm not going to do it for them. I want to try to teach them how to do it
or
answer a question. You know, I'm not trying to take it from them and do it myself. I've tried rewording this 1,000 different ways.
Yeah.
Can I let you know a solution and then you can try it? No, you're going to do it. I just want to look at it. Let me take a look. You know, anything like I've tried everything and they just get so mad that we would even like, suggest to help.
An evolutionary like survival thing. You know what I mean? That there's an innate sense of like of wanting independence. I think that's really interesting to watch. And also like you can't get your shoes on, dude. Like, let me just do it. Because that way we can leave the house.
Well, and I can show you how to do it.
You're not screaming at me.
But yeah, and we can show you how and then you can do it. And that's the part that is frustrating.
It's
and
literal Velcro.
Yeah, I know. That's the part that forces us to find patience is because they're so furious and you offer to help and how dare you offer to help? They have to do it alone, but they literally cannot do it by themselves. And what do you do as a parent in that situation?
Me?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Well, just like in general, because then...
I go, okay, see ya.
But I want them to learn how to ask for help when they need help. And that's okay to ask for help when they need
help. Eventually they do.
I know, but man, it's like...
You just got to kind of like absorb the breakdown.
If anything enrages those twins, they're really good kids.
Let them learn, yeah.
But if anything enrages those twins, it is trying to do something themselves that they literally cannot do.
Yeah. Well, so we have toys that are like in things that are more geared towards like 5 and up. You know what I mean? That they'll see him playing with and they want to play with. But it's like too, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
You can't do a Technic Lego guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so it's like above your pay grades, but they'll want to be like their big brother and play with this, whatever it is. And like, the truck door won't fold the right way. You know what I mean?
It's Transformers. Yeah. Oh, this freaking Transformers.
I can't do those Transformers.
Oh my gosh. It's not working.
I know.
I do it. It's
broken. I can't help with. I can't make a Transformer go back to a truck.
The amount of times I've wanted to throw toys away just because it frustrates them. Not because they're broken.
Uh-huh.
I want to like donate toys. I want to put them in the donation bin only because they I have to hear them be frustrated because they can't figure it out themselves.
Be real.
Huh?
I'll be real for a second.
There's probably
a few bushes in our backyard have like something in it because I'm just like, send it. It's not working.
You threw it in the bushes?
So I just chuck it as far as I can into the woods. Just send it because as opposed to like just chalk it up as a loss. Like we got them this thing. It doesn't work. Frustrates them. And I'll just throw it as far as I can.
I've seen... toys just in bushes and been bushes? Like, why is this in the bushes?
Why did the kids put this in the bushes? No, that's probably what's
happening.
And I
won't move it because I'm like, I'm sure this is like, Flynn has decided this is the cave home of this bush, you know, like sometimes he's particular about those kind of things.
I've just launched it.
Okay, well, good to know because now I know I can like donate them.
But see, that's being patient. Here, I'll fix it for you and just chuck it.
Oh my God. All right, well, is there anything else you wanted to say today, Lovey? Okay, we're going to go. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Make sure to follow us on our socials, and we'll see you next time.
Sounds good to me.
Bye.